Now, it's interesting. One of the women that you write about in the book was just that. She was considered a skeptic where at the place where she received her master's degree, Lottie Moon. And yet she went on to become a missionary and started the Christmas Offering for Missions, which has raised more than $3 billion since it began back in the 1800s. Tell us a little bit about Lottie Moon and what were her doubts and what was her skepticism all about?
Yeah, that title, that chapter is titled The Unlikely Missionary. She was born to a fairly upscale family down south. They owned a plantation. They had slaves. She was very highly educated in all sorts of different languages. And she went off to college, and she was a skeptic. She freely admitted that she often blew off church to read Shakespeare instead, and was very much a questioner. And she kind of had an experience in the middle of the night. I mean, it was sort of one of those conversion experiences that you sometimes hear about. I think they're kind of rare, but she just felt that God spoke to her, and she had pretty much an overnight conversion and decided to dedicate her life to serving God. And so she became a missionary. She served in rural inland China, and, you know, just like you said, just left this incredible legacy in the fund that she started. But what I think is interesting about Lottie Moon and several other of the women in the book, something that I found really surprising, is that so many of them did go through periods in which they struggled with their faith, and they wrestled with doubt and questions and even outright skepticism and unbelief. And so that actually offers me some comfort. I mean, you mentioned my memoir, Spiritual Misfit, and so that sort of tells you what you need to know about me. I've sort of had a winding journey and a winding road back to faith, and have really wrestled a lot with questions and doubt in my own life. And so seeing that these Christian greats, these real spiritual giants, also struggled and asked hard questions and then sort of came through the darkness and found their way again with God guiding them, just really offered a lot of hope and comfort to me, and told me that it's okay. It's okay to ask the hard questions, and it's okay to go. It's going to be okay if you go through those periods. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
Tell me, why do these stories, many of which are about women who lived a long time ago, why are they so important for us today, Michelle?
There are so many common themes that are threaded through every one of these stories. I did not expect that. I did not expect that this book really would have a relevance and impact for a 21st century woman. But as I studied these women and wrote about them, I realized that even though they may have lived 500, even 900 years ago, some of the things that they came up against, grief, struggles, questions, challenges, some of those things I could see in my own life. And so I could hold these women up as an example of how to walk through those periods of difficulty, and how they survived is a means to teach me how to come through similar periods in my own life. I was surprised by that.